I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up in the wake of the Fort Hood shooting, we've asked one of the leading thinkers on Islam and the West, what, if anything, does Muslim identity have to do with what happened at Fort Hood? His answer may surprise you. We'll have that conversation in just a few minutes. But first, we're going to continue our conversation about health care legislation and abortion. The nation's Catholic bishops have been lobbying intensely to make sure that any kind of health care overhaul includes restrictions on abortions. Joining us now to talk more about this is Michael Sean Winters. He writes a daily political blog for the largest circulation Catholic weekly magazine, America. Michael, welcome to the program. Welcome back, I should say.
Always good to be with you, Michelle.
Michael, many liberals whom we've heard from in recent days have been outraged about the Catholic Church's lobbying intensely on this abortion restriction question. And so can you just, they say they don't understand why it is that a religious organization is allowed to, if I can use that phrasing, to participate so directly in the legislative process in that way. So can you just talk a little bit more about that?
You know, the bishops speak for the Catholic Church, and there's, you know, millions of Catholics in this country. They're not just speaking for themselves, exercising their First Amendment rights, although they have the right to do that, but they're speaking for millions of pro-life Catholics who both want health care reform but are deeply opposed to seeing the Hyde Amendment thrown under the bus and want to see the federal government continue its current policy of not providing federal funds for abortion.
And you heard Congresswoman Diana DeGette argue that the STUPAC amendment, which applies to the health care overhaul legislation, goes beyond the Hyde Amendment. It would restrict women from using even their own money to pay for abortion coverage. What is the bishop's perspective on that? Do they think that that's true?
I think she missed something. You know, the Hyde Amendment and was not designed to save money. The Hyde Amendment and the STUPAC amendment reflect the deep ambivalence of most Americans. And the congresswoman, like a sliver of the electorate, is, you know, adamantly pro-choice, and there's a sliver that's adamantly pro-life. But I think the center of the electorate is just deeply ambivalent, and they don't want abortion to be illegal. No one wants to go back to the back alley days. But they also don't want to encourage it through federal subsidies. And, you know, when she says, oh, abortion is just like any other medical procedure, that's not true. It is fraught with a moral content that I can't think of any other medical procedure that carries that moral weight.
There are those, though, who would argue that this is a sectarian, this is a religious value, not a civic value, that's being imposed on those who do not share those religious values. What would the bishop say about that?
They would point to the Declaration of Independence, which states the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and say, what about life? You know, what's going on there? And they're deeply committed to the defense of life from conception to natural death. And, you know, for us, this just is really not a negotiable item. And the Catholic Church has a mission called Project Rachel that works with women who've been traumatized by abortions and have feelings of guilt and all that. I just don't believe that ignoring the moral content of this issue really serves it. And to be still invoking the CAPS Amendment, which was too clever by half. If Michelle, if you and I go out,
you'd
for
have
pizza,
to explain what that is. I'm afraid.
The CAPS
as
amendment,
briefly as you can. Mm-hmm.
The congressman was saying that actually extended Hyde to the health care, and it didn't. The CAPS amendment says, well, the public subsidies will be kept separate from the individual's own money to pay for the same plan. But if you and I go out for pizza and I give you $10 and you pay $10 of your own, I'm not buying the cheese or the crust. What the church is saying is, an abortion in that analogy would be like an add-on, like a pepperoni, and you've got to pay your own $2 by using these riders, and you are free to do so under the STUPAC amendment.
I'm sorry, Mike, I just have one more point that I have to get to before we let you go, and that is the question we've been asking everybody who we've the lawmakers particularly who are involved in this debate. We're asking, what's your bottom line? And the question for, as you heard Diana DeGette say, that she's not willing to vote for a bill that, in her view, it takes the Hyde Amendment too far. And at the end of the day, health care reform, even if it means some form of subsidy for abortions, would benefit millions of Americans. And the Catholic Church has been deeply concerned about the lack of health coverage for these millions of Americans who don't have it. Are they willing to see the bill die rather than go forward with this language? Without this language, forgive me.
I would say this. I think, you know, and certainly President Obama has to know that if all of the STUPAC language goes, that he is imperiling all of his outreach to moderate, centrist, pro-life and Catholic voters that he's worked very, very hard on. I think there's one part of STUPAC that needs to be clarified, which is this issue of the riders. And I suspect if they were to add additional language that insists one of the plans, not available for public subsidies, but one of the plans in these exchanges must cover abortion or must allow, have a rider so that it is actually available for a woman who is paying with her own money, I think that may be the final compromise. But on the issue of federal of the public option, but also federally subsidized plans, that's a deal breaker.
Michael Sean Winters writes a daily political blog for the largest circulation Catholic weekly magazine, America. He was kind enough to join us from KCUR in Kansas City, Missouri. Michael Sean, always good to hear from you.
Have a good day, Michelle.